I have come down a little bit. I've had to because, I've got to check the ego in with the group. But it was definitely insane. I mean, like, to run the seventh fastest all time indoors, especially with such a competitive indoor international kind of scene, it was crazy, especially as an Australian. You don't get to experience that too much. And to run that quickly is just a good indication for a season opener. When I crossed that line, I didn't realize how quick I actually ran, and to run that fast, and I think it was fourth all time Australian, regardless of indoor or outdoor. So that was a pretty awesome thing to have, and I'm excited for everything coming or moving forward for 2021.
Because obviously you were gassed at the end. Like, I just rewatched the race then, and obviously you're tired. Do you feel like, looking back, that you can still go quicker?
Definitely. I mean, like, you definitely, when you look back at it, you kind of picture places where I was a bit. I noticed, I think, 2 to 3 laps in, I was behind Jake Whiteman, who's a talented athlete in himself in the UK. And I was getting itchy. I was like kind of wanting to pass him, but I knew I had to wait because I didn't want to kind of pull the trigger too early. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to improve on moving throughout the season, and hopefully hope to improve that time indoors and outdoors.
You've set the benchmark high, let's be honest. I know the length the AFL have had to go through to remain in a bubble and stay fit, but obviously stay away from the challenges, the external challenges of the pandemic. How have you gone about keeping up your training to still execute a result like you did and ensure that your health and safety is first and foremost?
Yeah, it's been a crazy experience, especially in the US, where it's been very, very dangerous to go anywhere. A lot of things are closed and everything's pretty isolated. So for us, literally there's been no socialization with even other professional groups or with other people. For us as a team, I think I've been COVID tested about 20 times. But at the end of the day, it's definitely worth it, especially for a lot of athletes getting these results.
How much running goes into 1500 meters? So what are you doing on a training day? You're running like 50K, or like, obviously not that far, but like, what, how far do you have to run 1500 meters?
Yeah, it's quite a bit. With my training right now, obviously at altitude and running in general with the professional group here in the United States, it's all in miles. So I'm running close to 95 miles a week, which is, let me just get the calculator out in that.
It's like 150 or about that. Anyway.
Yeah, it's 152 Ks. So to be in my position, I mean, I'm very, very fortunate where this is kind of my profession over here, and getting supported that way, so I'm able to get those runs in. But I tell you what, like, a business nap is always good in between those runs, because I'd run twice a day, do workouts and lift and all that sort of stuff. But
we're just trying to get our 10,000 steps in. You're running 152 Ks. Jeez.
You have spent years dedicated to this. You just called it your profession, but obviously, the love of running as well. But your name has almost become an overnight success. People know who you are now. How is that?
It's kind of crazy, because I noticed in particular, like, obviously in the States, where I ran a lot of college races and did a lot of stuff like that, people would recognize me as that Australian guy that seems to be beating all the Yankees over there. But when I kind of blew up internationally and running, I mean, that fast of a time, it was funny, because I'm getting people reaching out from all corners of Australia, congratulating me and excited about track and field, and it's just pretty surreal, to be honest. It's great for the sport to kind of get people recognizing it, especially before the Olympic Games, where people might log in and see other athletes, just domestic or overseas for Australia, just killing it right now. So yeah, definitely.
Well, we're happy to step in on the second floor before you reach the high rise, and we'll just ride your coattails.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
we do on this show. Hey, Ollie, congratulations again. What you achieved was just phenomenal, and we can't wait to see what comes next, mate. Congratulations and well done.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
And if you win gold, you have to promise us an interview.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You have my contact information. Definitely.
Yeah, because I do.